When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighbourhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is.
This is Barry Lank, the West Coast producer of The Final Edition, and you're hearing our second compilation this summer of stuff we made just in Los Angeles, my hometown, sort of. This week, what have we got? We've got a lot of stuff about food, actually, now that I stand back and look at it. Food and abortions. And something called Norman Bates Applies for a Nursing Job, which was written by a former nurse, by the way. So, eating and aborting and murdering and eating again. So, sit back, relax, have an abortion, and enjoy the Final Edition Radio Hour.
What will you find on Ancestry.com?
I found out I'm white.
I found out my grandparents were from Eastern Europe, pretty much like they said they were.
I found out my great-great-great-grandmother was actually African-American, and my great-great-great-grandfather was a wealthy farm owner.
So he raped her.
Oh.
Yep. Straight up raped her.
I went on Ancestry.com and found out my dad isn't my real dad.
I found out the woman who's been calling herself my mother actually stole me from someone's house. And that's why I never went to a real school.
I found out I have cancer. They saw something irregular in the results and told me to get checked. And, well, the doctor said I have a growth in my...
I found out the exact day I'm going to die. And it won't even be an inherited disease. The people at Ancestry.com are just going to blow my head off.
I found out I have the same DNA as Hitler. Like, exactly the same.
I found out that my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather is my best friend, Larry.
Hey.
I found out I'm descended from apes, and not in the usual way. I mean, like, recently.
I found out I've been fucking my sister. Ah, who am I kidding? I knew that already. Come here, baby.
Ancestry.com. Let's find out together.
I, Zeus, king of the gods, have gathered you, the most epic and powerful of the gods, to this feast, to tell tales of your epic deeds.
I, Poseidon, king of the sea, punished Troy with a sea monster when they refused to pay tribute.
I'm Dionysus, god of wine and madness. I destroyed Thebes when their king slandered me.
I am Heracles, son of Zeus. I completed 12 mighty labors.
I am Oikos, the Greek god of yogurt. I invented yogurt.
Yogurt? You are not powerful enough to attend this gathering.
Powerful? Were it not for I, Oikos, the god of yogurt, the people of Hellas would be irregular from lack of probiotics.
Quarrel not, Heracles. Is Oikos really so different from Dionysus, the god of wine and madness, who destroyed Thebes?
Destroying a city is infinitely more epic than mere probiotics.
Likewise, I, Oikos, the god of yogurt, go well with granola.
Indeed, he does.
Furthermore, I defeated the evil Gogurt.
Gogurt?
A fearsome beast made of yogurt in a tube. I slurped him until he was flat.
His epic quest was drinking yogurt.
No, for Gogurt is not a drinkable yogurt. It's a regular yogurt that's slurped from a tube.
So you see, Heracles, Oikos is as mighty as you.
All hail Oikos, the god of yogurt!
Oh, he's wonderful, he is great!
He most certainly is not.
But I am. What do you rule over? I, Oikos, the god of yogurt, have dominion over all yogurts. Yo, yogurt such as fruit at the top, fruit at the bottom, Activia.
Stop naming yogurts.
Low-fat yogurts, kefir, blended yogurts, frozen yogurts.
Zeus, I must protest. Oikos is clearly not powerful enough to sup with us, the Olympian gods.
How dare you insult me, young Heracles? I, known to the Athenians as Chobani and the Spartans as Phaie, I, beloved of all the dieting women of Hellas. Let us battle. Watch as I use my power.
You son of Hades, you threw a yogurt at me. That was my best tunic. I shall smite thee for that. Right after I have one of these meatballs. Ooh, ye gods, it burns! I need water! This water does nothing! Am I being punished for my hubris? My stomach is sore, and my throat is on fire! Who amongst the gods can save me?
Despite our quarrel, I cannot stand to see the son of Zeus suffer. Here, try this yogurt.
Delicious. And behold, it is a miracle. I am cured. All hail Oikos, the god of yogurt.
Yogurt for everybody.
All hail Oikos.
Well, that's just about it for the 6 o'clock news, but before we go, let's throw it over to our substitute weather girl, Lupus Chalupus, with the 5-day forecast.
Hi, I'm your substitute weather girl, Lupus Chalupus. It's gonna be real fucking sunny tomorrow and all fucking weekend long. Now, if we look at... What? Why is this producer guy waving his arms around at me? Are you trying to tell me how to do the weather, producer guy? Listen, sweetheart. I've been telling the greater San Bernardino area the weather for the last 13 years. It's gonna be real fucking sunny tomorrow and all fucking weekend long too. Stop your fucking arms, sweetheart. It's real disrespectful. I only came to... Wait, what town is this?
Chicago 6 o'clock news.
Oh, I never heard of it. But I only came here as a favor because your regular weather girl is out with gonorrhea. Sorry, on vacation. And you idiots can't even get my lighting right, because the grip is on vacation too. You should just shut the fuck up with the arms and say thank you. Yeah, keep doing it. It'll still be fucking sunny tomorrow and all fucking weekend long too.
Well, Lupus.
Nah, that's Miss Chalupas to you, Shabago guy.
Okay, sorry. Miss Chalupas, what's the rest of the 5-day forecast looking like?
Nah, Lupus Chalupas don't fuck with the 5-day. Weather's way too unpredictable for that shit. I just do 3. Any more fucking questions?
Nope.
Great. Well, I'm Lupus Chalupas. Good night. Wait, one more time, anchor guy?
Chicago.
I don't even know. That's it for the 6 o'clock news. Enjoy your fucking sunny weekend wherever you are. Now go watch Jeopardy or whatever.
Looking to be blunt with Mary Jane for crashing at your joint? Loaded up on Scooby snacks and seeking a way to burn through your supply? Well, come on down to Dr. Gonzo's 420 Smokehouse, where we sell a wide variety of tobacco and tobacco-related accessories. Here at Dr. Gonzo's 420 Smokehouse, we sell everything from papers and baggies to the latest hookahs, water pipes, and vapes. For tobacco.
Hey, man, you sell anything for smoking weed?
No, we do not sell anything for marijuana.
You have, like, reggae and blacklight posters and lava lamps.
This isn't Colorado, Washington State, Oregon, Alaska, Washington, D.C., California, Nevada, Massachusetts, or Maine. Marijuana isn't legal here, so these giant elaborate pipes are designed exclusively for smoking tobacco, ginseng, or the wildly popular chicory root.
That's harsh, man. Why can't you just be honest about all this?
Because the police would shut us down, and I'm supporting 5 hungry little white kids with dreadlocks. Now, check out over here. This huge bong embossed with the Grateful Dead insignia. Just perfect for a full, creamy pipe tobacco. And what goes well with smoking straight Turkish blend leaf out of a tiny bowl at the end of a 4-foot-long glass pipe? Doritos. Or raw cookie dough from the Piggly Wiggly next door.
Excuse me. Do you sell marijuana paraphernalia at this establishment?
Why, no, officer. We do not.
Good. I'll take a pack of Camel Lights.
Certainly. Would you care for a life-size skull-shaped pipe to smoke that out of?
Sure would.
That'd be perfect for smoking weed, too, man.
And yet you can't. So come on down to Dr. Gonzo's 420 Smokehouse at the corner of Thompson Street and R. Crum Boulevard for tobacco stuff.
The Final Edition now takes you live to the last remaining Planned Parenthood in Donald Trump's America.
Doctor, this has been the hardest decision of my life. But if I don't have this abortion, I could die.
Okay. Well, legally, there are certain things I'm required to say to you before you can go through with this procedure.
Oh, I'd heard that on the news, but I didn't know it was true.
Don't worry. I don't agree with any of this stuff, so I want to get through it just as much as you do.
Okay. Jesus, let's just get this over with.
Okay, here we go.
There is a life growing inside you, and it can feel everything.
Oh my God, really?
No, not really. I just have to say this. Your baby cannot feel anything yet.
Except pain. Unimaginable and excruciating pain.
Really?
No, not really.
But statistically, you're more likely to die young if you've had an abortion.
What? That's statistically true?
No, that's not statistically true. But I'm required to tell you that incorrect statistic.
Many doctors who love to murder innocent babies will tell you that that statistic isn't true, but it is true.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, I have to say that part if I correctly point out that that statistic isn't true.
But it is true!
But it's not.
I'm confused.
I cannot legally give you an abortion if you're confused.
There's no way that's correct.
Nah, it's not correct. But if you thought it was correct, you might have given up.
Okay, well, is that everything you have to say?
No.
It's been scientifically proven that God doesn't love baby killers.
That doesn't sound like science.
That's not science. I don't even believe in God. But I have to say that.
Now, certain atheist doctors will tell you that God doesn't think your baby has a soul. These doctors are agents of Satan trying to mislead you.
You're an agent of Satan?
No, I don't believe in Satan, but I have to say these things.
Can't we just pretend you did?
I would lose my medical license. This whole procedure is being filmed.
What? I didn't consent to that.
It's not being filmed. I just have to tell you it is. Also,
it is!
We have to be done with this nonsense now, right?
Almost. Now I just have to ask you a question. Do you still want an abortion?
Yes.
But are you sure?
Yes.
But are you sure?
Yes. Don't you believe me?
I do believe you, but I have to keep asking if you're sure until you say you're not sure.
Fine. I'm not sure.
Oh, I can't give you an abortion if you're not sure. Take some time to think about it and come back in a week.
I'll be dead in a week if we don't do this now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We'll do everything we can to save the baby.
Take it away, Porky the chauvinist pig.
That's all, folks.
You want to get LASIK eye surgery, but doctors aren't playing along? Then come on down to Donnie's Do-It-Yourself LASIK Eye Surgery Center and Filipino Grocery. For years, doctors told me I couldn't have laser eye surgery because I smoke marijuana and I keep shooting up steroids. So I went ahead and did the surgery myself. And look at me now. I can see right through your friggin' head. Plus, I'm high, and I got muscles. Look at this one here. And listen to these other people talk about Donnie's Do-It-Yourself LASIK Eye Surgery Center and Filipino Grocery.
I went to Donnie's once, yeah. He sold me a bunch of flashlights and kept flexing and talking about how he met Jim Carrey one time. And actually, his Filipino grocery was really good. I got some adobo marinade and banana ketchup, which are kind of hard to find around here. Then again, Donnie isn't even Filipino. The whole thing was very confusing.
That's right. I met Jim Carrey. And here's another testimonial.
He advised me to stare directly into the sun. On the plus side, that was easily the best Filipino grocery I ever seen. They had like 9 kinds of fish sauce.
That's right. Jim Carrey, the guy in the movies. So come on down to Donnie's Do-It-Yourself LASIK Eye Surgery Center and Filipino Grocery. Like we say at Donnie's, you'll be peeing blood.
Donnie's DIY LASIK.
Thanks for watching the Backwards Game Show, the only game show where the entire game is played in reverse order. Good night!
And thanks to Danielle and Tim for playing. We'll see you next time! Oh, and with 4,000 points, Danielle is today's winner!
Wait, what?
Yes! Gorbachev!
Wait, I'm very confused.
For 2,000 points, our final question. What world leader has an ugly growth on their skin?
Are we starting now?
Yes! Golden Gate Bridge.
For 1,000 points, what is the most traveled to bridge in the United States?
Yes! Popcorn string.
Hold on a second.
Next question for 500 points. What is something you put on a Christmas tree?
Lights?
Oh, and that sound means it's time for the lightning round. Hey, buddy, you can only answer once.
Did I get it right? What the heck is going on? Gosh darn it, stop this freaking show!
Oh, I'm sorry. The correct answer is the 100-year war actually lasted 116 years. 116 years.
But you didn't ask that question.
Darn. 100 years!
Danielle, go!
What?
Next question for 200 points. How long did the 100-year war last?
Oh, 116 years.
Sorry, Tim, we've moved on.
I don't get this show!
Yes! Macaroni!
That's correct! Next question. For 50 points, name an ingredient one would use to make mac and cheese.
God damn it! Danielle, how do you know what the question is going to be beforehand?
I'm just lucky, I guess.
First question, here we go. For 15 points, what is something someone with beginner's luck might say?
I'm done.
I'm Chuck Chuckley. Let's play the game.
Good evening, and welcome to the Backwards Game Show, the only game show where the entire game is played in reverse order. And here's your host.
Hello, children. This is the story of Stuart, the friendly SUV. Stuart wasn't like all other SUVs. His SUV mother, an SUV father, and SUV brothers and sisters all looked down on other cars.
They look like ants,
his brother said.
We are so high and they are so low.
We don't even speak to their kind,
his mother said.
They should be thankful we even let them on the road.
The nurses are stealing from me,
his father said. For his father was very old.
Where are my shoes?
But whenever Stuart saw a tiny car or motorcycle, he would rush up and give it a great big hug.
I love you!
What the hell is wrong with you?
His brother didn't understand.
I don't understand.
His mother didn't understand.
I don't understand.
His father didn't understand. His father didn't understand anything.
The Armenian genocide is a lie.
And the other cars didn't understand.
Let's all dance!
Damn it, stay in your own lane!
But one day, Stuart was driving north on the 605 toward the Interstate 5 interchange, which is always fucking terrible, by the way, when he met someone different.
Hi, I'm a rented moving van driven by a kid who got his license a week ago. Will you be my friend?
Let's kiss on the mouth.
Oh, boy.
And the moral is, intimacy equals death. You are alone because you are supposed to be. No one deserves love, least of all you.
The morning after your birth control fails, you might think you're alone. Well, you're not with Plan C One Step. Plan C One Step emergency contraception is just one pill away from helping prevent pregnancy after birth control failure or unprotected sex in one dose. It's a backup to the backup to the backup plan and should not be used as regular birth control, but it's easy. Just take one Plan C One Step emergency contraception pill and we'll send a hairy, burly man to come to your house and repeatedly punch you in the stomach. You have 72 hours to 8.5 months to prevent pregnancy. The sooner you take it, the better it works. And since it's only one pill, you can take it right away. Plan C One Step does not protect against HIV or any other STDs. Side effects may include nausea, fatigue, lower abdominal pain, upper abdominal pain, middle abdominal pain, internal bleeding, concerned neighbors, broken ribs, fear of someone breaking into your house at night and killing you, and slight dizziness. If your period is more than 1 week late, you may already be pregnant. Sometimes the unexpected happens, such as the government completely taking away any of your rights as a woman. When it does and plans A and B didn't work, there's Plan C One Step. Because America is beating us down anyway, so we may as well do it for real.
Wait, this test says I'm still pregnant. Oh my God. Oh my God. What am I going to do? Oh no. Oh my God.
Plan C may not always work, but give us money anyway.
Powerball Lottery wants to know, What would you do with $1 billion?
I'd buy an army and kill everybody.
I'd finally get that abortion.
I'd move my favorite football team back to Los Angeles.
I'd kill Nicole Brown Simpson all over again.
I'd sew a cat's head onto a dog.
I'd have a second cup of coffee.
Harry never has a second cup of coffee at home.
I'd bring Hitler back to life.
I'd buy an island in Tahiti and have it gold-plated.
I'd probably break under the strain.
Powerball, a dollar and a dream.
Señor Presidente, I'm sorry to wake you, but we have an asylum seeker.
Is it Melania Trump?
Sí.
I have expected this.
Welcome back to CNN. First Lady Melania Trump is seeking asylum in Mexico. Sarah James has that story.
Tom, Melania Trump is refusing to leave the Mexican capital, and Donald Trump is refusing to leave the U.S. capital. Nobody is walking outside, nobody is talking to each other, nobody is getting anything done, and no one will answer my questions.
Thank you for that report, Sarah James.
Are you being sarcastic?
Mrs. Trump, I am Presidente Enrique Nieto. From what are you seeking asylum?
Donald, you'll have me killed. If I develop crow's feet, I will be poisoned like Putin's critics. If I screw up a speech one more time, I will be gunned down like Putin's critics. If Donald meets someone younger, I will get axe in the head like Stalin's critics.
Mrs. Trump, how do you expect us to protect you?
Please, keep Donald away. I need you to build a wall.
Is this a trick?
This breaking report, Mexico has become a giant women's shelter. Sarah James has the story.
Tom, millions of women are fleeing America into Mexico to get away from the U.S. president. Here is Mexican President Enrique Nieto.
Suddenly, Mexico has many, many women. It is very nice, but now we are low on pumpkin spice and gluten-free noodles.
Sarah, what is Donald Trump's reaction?
I have no idea, Tom. I'm in Mexico, and I'm not coming back.
Then over to Bob Devins in Washington.
Tom, the White House has responded with a series of dick pics and a statement saying these women will come crawling back sooner or later. Meanwhile, security officials believe Melania Trump has already given Mexican officials damaging information about the president.
Every night, he prays to Allah.
Allah? Like the Muslims do?
Who else would hate Muslims so much except a self-hating Muslim?
And she has made embarrassing public revelations.
He never takes off his suit, even in the bath. Even when he puts on another suit, he just puts it on over the old suit. That's why he looks so fat. Because he is wearing hundreds of thousands of suits. He is actually a very skinny man, nearly starving. The rest, it's just suits.
Over to Sarah James, who is still in Mexico. Sarah, are the women ever coming back? I miss my mom.
Tom, more than 20 million American women in Mexico now have menstrual cycles completely in sync. And we've started a book club.
Just one book club? All 20 million of you?
Yes, we meet on Thursdays at Lori's house.
Sorry to break in, but the president is standing outside the wall that Mexico built. And he is screaming Melania's name like Stanley Kowalski in A Streetcar Named Desire.
Melania! Melania!
Mrs. Trump, we cannot have your husband crying in front of our nice new wall. It is embarrassing us in front of the neighbors. Of course, the only neighbor is Canada, and they always pretend they don't see anything. But...
No, you're right. I will have to hide someplace. Someplace Donald will never, ever look.
Within himself?
Hey, this is Eat Like No One's Watching, the YouTube channel where I eat whatever's around. Today the only things in my kitchen are Captain Crunch cereal and mayonnaise, so I guess that's what I'm eating. So while I'm preparing that, here's my food news of the week. Fans of the show know today marks the third year anniversary of when I ate 3 pounds of leftover French fries. It's also the 5 year anniversary of when I made a sandwich using only coffee cake and ham. This week I also bought a 15-pound bag of dog food. It's for my dog, but, well, you know how things work out sometimes. Stay tuned. All right. Well, I'm eating Cap'n Crunch
and mayonnaise. And my review is 2 stars out of 8. And now a field report from Anne behind the scenes at the Waffle House, where the overnight crew is working on something new.
Hey, Toby. Well, today we're answering a frequent question from the viewers. What if you mixed a bunch of eggs and baked them in the meatloaf pan, then sliced up the egg loaf and poured marinara sauce on it?
Okay, how's it going so far?
Well, so far we got an egg loaf that burned on the outside and raw on the inside, so we're still working out the temperature. We've wasted, about 50 eggs on this so far.
Great. We got a report from John, who's got nothing but hardtack and Kool-Aid and is still too lazy to shop. John, what's the plan for the evening?
Well, I usually soak the hardtack in the Kool-Aid, like the pioneers did. But tonight I'm thinking I'll put the hardtack and Kool-Aid in my mouth together and just let it soak.
What if you have to talk to someone?
Nobody's coming here.
Yeah. All right, now over to my mom in New Mexico. What do you got there, Mom?
I have an entire frozen cheesecake. I'm not even going to let it thaw. And I got some applesauce, so that's what's going on top.
Thanks, Mom. Don't share it with the dog, all right?
Don't you dare judge me.
And that's today's episode of Eat Like No One's Watching. Any final words, John? Thanks, John. Tomorrow, well, I got a box of cornstarch, so I guess that's what I'm eating. So long, everybody.
How are you feeling?
That appears I've broken my arm.
That appears to be true. I'm Nurse So-and-so, and you'll never see me again.
All right.
I just need some information. You came in as John Doe from the ambulance. What's your name?
Barry Lank, L-A-N-K.
And what's your pain level from 1 to 10?
About a 4. It's dull, but it's there.
Uh-huh. And here are a bunch more people you'll never see again.
Hi!
And we're just going to take you down here.
All right. Tell me all your hopes and dreams.
My boyfriend wants to move to L.A., but I don't know about the commute. You?
I hate commuting to Orange County so much I almost got myself killed on a motorcycle.
Well, it's been good sharing with you. A few more people are going to come in and do some stuff, okay?
Sure, why not?
Hi, I'm Nurse Whatever. How are you doing today?
I seem to have a broken arm.
Looks like it. And what's your name?
Barry Lank, L-A-N-K.
Okay, and what's your name?
Barry Lank, L-A-N-K.
Great, we'll get your name later. And what's the pain level on a scale of 1 to 10?
4.
And when did you have cancer?
Never, as far as I know.
Well, we found an unusual antibody in your blood sample. Have you ever lived in the Amazon? In the river itself, I mean.
No.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Are you 2 people?
You're gonna need more blood.
I'll be right back.
Hi, we're your operating team. What's your name?
Barry Lank, pain level 4.
And what's your pain level on a scale of 1 to 10?
4.
Well, I'm Dr. So-and-so, and this here is Dr. Thus-and-such, and we're gonna be your operating team.
Are you related to Nurse So-and-so in admitting?
Oh, God, no. It's a very common name around here. Anyway, we're gonna fuse the bone back together and put in a couple of screws. Now, this operation will take about 2 hours, but you're not going to remember any of it.
Got it. So when do you start?
When do we start what?
The operation.
Oh, we did that hours ago, right after we said we'd do it. You just woke up. How are you feeling?
Like my arm hurts.
What's your pain level on a scale of 1 to 10?
3.
Good. So we're going to leave you here to recuperate.
Okay.
Hey, new roommate, huh?
Guess so. I'm Barry, pain level 3.
I'm Ruben, pain level 7.
Wow.
Kidney stones. Then my kidneys shut down.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Do they know your name yet?
I'm not sure that's going to happen, Ruben.
I keep telling the nurses my name is just like the Ruben sandwich, but they never heard of it.
Really? They never heard of a Ruben sandwich? That's a delicious sandwich.
Yeah, with corned beef.
Yeah, and Russian dressing, as I recall.
Yeah, and cheese and sauerkraut. Yeah,
you can have it with turkey, too. A turkey Reuben.
Okay, a turkey Reuben could be good.
Sir, we're releasing you.
Me? Okay. Well, Reuben, it's been brief but intense.
God bless you, Barry.
Good luck to you, man.
All right, here's a pain prescription you won't be able to fill.
Uh-huh.
And do this with your arm a couple times a day.
What, this?
No, this. Never do that.
Oh. Got it.
All set. Here's your ride.
Hey, Jim.
Barry. So we just going straight home?
What a sandwich. What day is it?
Who the hell knows?
Coming this fall, Millennial Charlie's Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Bosley.
The President of the United States has been kidnapped. Your mission is to save him.
Right, let's go.
Wait, we look really cute doing the pose, right?
We have to gram this. Bosley, take a picture.
There's no time, Angels.
Bosley, please.
Please.
Fine, one picture. Then you'll save the President. Okay, done. Now go save the President. Go be heroes.
Take one on my phone.
Mine too.
No, just text it to each other.
The file is too big.
Then airdrop it.
I don't have it set up.
Well, one of you post it and tag the other two.
Then it won't show up in my feed.
Use the repost app.
It'll have the little bar at the bottom.
We'll pay to upgrade the app. It's $3. I'll Venmo you. Why am I doing this? Go save the President.
What's my hair doing?
My left arm looks so fat.
I hate my entire face.
Ugh, delete it.
No. Angels, you look fine. You're all very beautiful women. Just go. Go save the President.
You're right. Angels?
That's enough pictures!
No. No. No.
That one's cute.
Yeah, I like that one. What filter, though?
You should use Valencia. Why am I helping?
Yes! And posted.
We did it!
Uh-huh. Yes, I understand. Angels, the President is dead.
Sad selfie?
Ugh, you're all fired.
And then this happened. Well, sort of.
Yes, I would like to quote a 1986 speech from the late Senator Ted Kennedy in regards to Senator Sessions.
Mr. President.
Majority Leader.
I object to these comments by Senator Warren pertaining to Senator Sessions.
But I have it.
Objection from the Majority Leader is heard.
But I... all right. Then I'd like to read a letter from the widow of Martin Luther King, Coretta Scott King, written in 1986 as Sessions sought a post as federal judge.
Mr. President.
Hey!
Majority Leader.
Again, I object.
You didn't let me!
Mr. President.
Majority Leader.
The senator from Massachusetts has been warned.
But
Mr. President.
Majority Leader.
I call to order under rule whatchamajigger and all that.
That doesn't even make sense!
Order allowed.
You can!
Yes, we can.
Mr. President.
Majority Leader.
I would like to make a motion to have restraints placed on the senator from Massachusetts.
What? Wait, no!
Motion granted.
And the hounds to be released.
Hear, hear.
No! I'm not out of order! You're out of order! This hearing is out of order! No!
And now the senator from South Carolina has the floor.
Somebody, I say, somebody knocked. F.H. Leghorn's the name. Senator Leghorn, that is. I'm from the South, sir.
Hey, you there! Didn't make as much money last year as you expected? Still waiting on Uncle Sam's tax breaks to somehow save the day?
I sure am.
Then rob a bank! If you thought bank robbing was just for guys with facial hair or characters in Quentin Tarantino movies named after colors, then you were wrong! Dead wrong!
I sure am.
Robbing a bank is easy. With our Steal That Money bank robbing kit,
patent pending,
even you homely housewives can get the money you need now.
I sure am.
Order online and we'll discreetly send you all the materials you need to start knocking over financial institutions immediately. Each Steal That Money bank robbing kit comes equipped with one size fits most ski mask, one Smith & Wesson untraceable firearm with a total of 12 rounds of bullets preloaded and a broken safety, and a random motivation printed on 14-inch cardstock paper for if you get caught and the cops ask, why'd you do it? Are you ready?
I sure am.
Then also included is a 1-year free membership to our Find a Bank iPhone app. Need money fast? Then type in $$ now and we'll send with the closest and easiest robbable bank in your area. You're an iPhone user, right?
I sure am.
Well, that's not all. Order within the next 15 minutes and we'll also include a free getaway vehicle driven by local Jason Statham impersonator, Marty Rodriguez.
Look, love, we've got to get out of here.
Getaway driver available for a one-time use only. And depending on if he's not working, a birthday party.
I also do bar mitzvahs.
Who isn't a Jason Statham fan?
I sure am.
All of this can be yours for just four easy payments of $799.99. Can't pay that now? No worries. After you hit some bank safes, we'll send our friendly Steal That Money employees to come collect payment right from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, we also work bar mitzvahs.
So don't wait for a miracle to somehow get more money into your life. Call now and start your career as a bank robber immediately. Are you calling?
I sure am.
Please note, robbing a bank is completely illegal and we will deny you received any assistance from us in the process.
So, you're on your own there.
I sure am.
Order now!
Man on the street!
Taco Bell is introducing a taco in which the shell is made completely of fried chicken. Final edition, ask the man on the street. What do you think?
It sounds healthy. It sounds like gluten-free.
I don't see the big deal. It wouldn't be the first time a cock was in a taco.
Oh, dude, I thought I dreamed that. Hey, is there also a hamburger made of cake?
I like it because that's what my vagina looks like when it spits out lettuce, too.
This is why we need a wall.
There's going to be a fried chicken taco truck on every corner.
Well, if I can't have any point in my life, I'll have that.
Finally, a way to get my kids to eat their tacos.
Yeah, does the naked chicken taco give any lap dances?
Okay, kids. Now, when a boy really loves the naked chicken taco, they come together, things get messy, and your hands are all oily and wet when it's done.
Yay. Is that how ranch dressing is made?
That's how ranch dressing is made. Now drive around.
And now the further adventures of
Slash Truckload, Titanfall Avenger.
At a Jewish community center in San Antonio, Texas, members of the alt-right are having a hoedown.
Come on, boys! Make those swastikas bigger!
So it's true what they say. Even the racists are bigger in Texas.
Who the fuck are you?
It doesn't matter. Why are you defacing the social hall that Jews have set aside for speed dating and boggle tournaments?
Because America is a white Christian nation, and their kind is ruining it.
Bullshit! Jewish people built this country, providing us in advances in science, philosophy, decent bagels, and all those comic book movies that everyone's getting sick of.
So what are you gonna do, boy? Punch us in the face and post that video on social media?
Something like that.
Oh! 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 God!
Oh my God, what happened here?
No need to worry, Rabbi. These Nazis will think twice before terrorizing the Jewish people again.
But they're carved up like pastrami at a deli with multiple health code violations. They're not going to be doing anything again.
No need to thank me. Away!
I wasn't gonna thank you.
In the real world, this gruesome massacre would empower the right to retaliate in increasingly brutal ways. But within the realm of this politically themed masturbatory fantasy, doesn't it make you feel pretty good to hear it happen? The left gets its smug satisfaction, and nothing has changed. Thanks to
Slash Frontload, Painful Avenger.
Recently, we were told about Jessica, a college student who could use some help paying her tuition. Looks like it's time for a random act of helpfulness.
Yeah, I recently applied for a grant, but I didn't get it, so I really don't have any money for next semester.
What if I told you that Honda was going to pay for your college until you graduate?
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen. Surprise!
Cool. Thanks, man.
Do you have anything you want to say?
Not really.
Are you excited at all?
Sure, I guess.
You guess?
Honda is literally paying for your very expensive education that you otherwise could not afford.
Yeah, that's cool, but I don't know. I was just going to take out a loan. Don't get me wrong, it's really nice of you.
Nice of us? You're an ingrate, you know that?
Yeah, I can see that.
What? You don't even care that I just called you an ingrate?
Nah, that's fair.
You know what? Fuck you. We're taking the money back.
I understand.
You understand? Girl, you could have your entire education paid for. You pretty much need college education for just about anything these days, you know that?
My uncle's a mechanic and he never went to college and he was one of my favorite people. Are you knocking mechanics or something?
No. I work for Honda. That's not even the point. You want to go to college. It's expensive and you can't afford it. Therefore, Honda was going to do you a solid and just pay tens of thousands of dollars for you. But you know what? Forget it now. It's off the table.
It's cool. I get it. I'll take out a loan. That was my original plan anyway.
Do you know how many years it's going to take you to pay that off?
Don't
shrug at me.
I get it. It's the problem with us millennials, right?
Bitch, we're the same age. But yeah, actually it is. You know what? I'm out of here. Good luck with all the debt you're going to have.
It was nice meeting you. Good luck selling cars.
And now, Norman Bates applies for a nursing job.
Hi, I'm here to apply as a clinical nurse specialist.
Wonderful. We are critically short on those. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm a very caring person, and I get very strong feelings when I see people in pain.
That is a wonderful quality.
Very strong feelings.
So it is important to keep a cool head in a medical emergency.
Oh, believe me, no matter what happens, I stick to what I'm doing.
Good. So where have you worked?
Well, I spent some time in a mental institution.
Oh, me too. Good civil service jobs there. What was your job title?
Mostly they called me Mother.
Oh, that is so touching. Aside from psychiatric duties, though, did you ever deal with emergency room procedures?
Well, I helped with suffocation and knife wounds.
Excellent.
I also enjoyed showering with the patients. Dead or alive.
Also helpful in some circumstances, probably. So tell me a little bit about your family. Is your mother alive?
Yes and no.
Uh-huh. And your father?
Dead.
Any living family?
My train of thought is often hard to follow. You see, when I was a child and the dog brought in a dead animal, I would spend a lot of time with it before I stuffed it and found a place for it in the house. When anyone would see me talking to myself, I would just pretend that I was talking to the stuffed animals in the house. But really, I kept up a constant monologue that kept my mind from going to more dangerous places. It worked great until I got older and couldn't control my impulses nearly as well.
And where is the dog now?
In the little attic. Mostly dead. Stuffed. Still talks to me.
Okay. Well, on the one hand, if I can read between the lines here, you've killed people and things for pleasure.
Fair enough.
On the other hand, we're understaffed, and you seem really excited about the work.
Oh, very much so.
And our patients are about to lose their insurance, if you catch my drift.
I will literally never go home.
Taliban, then you got bored. You were scared of Al-Qaeda, then you got bored. Now you're tired of ISIS. So we have very important news about Kretmet.
Kretmet?
You don't like that name? Okay, it's Oglagmag.
They sound terrible.
They are. The Oglagmag sew other people's faces over their own faces, then do impressions of those other people that sound nothing like them.
I'm Cheryl. I put my coffee in the refrigerator because I'm so important.
Carol, get in here. Listen to what those bastards in the Ottoman Empire are doing now.
I keep telling you, Ron, there is no Ottoman Empire anymore.
Pipe down, will you? I'm trying to hear this.
In a desperate attempt to destroy us, the Oglagmag also torture beloved internet celebrities. Here is a video of them defenestrating Keyboard Cat.
Oh no, I love that cat.
Ron, that cat died years ago.
And in this video, they cut out children's stomachs and feed them to other children, then cut out those children's stomachs and feed them to other children until they have stomachs within stomachs within stomachs into infinity.
Why are they doing this?
They hate our freedom.
Oh my God! Why do people hate our freedom so much?
Ron, you don't have any freedom. You're on probation and you have to wear an anklet.
If you want to help our country, if you want to defy the Ogblog Mug, you'll use that freedom. Go out and buy gas.
You got it.
And another kitchen range.
Right away.
And donuts for everybody downtown.
Yes, ma'am.
Ron, you can't go downtown. You're on probation. And the donut place is less than 100 feet from a school.
I don't have time for your political correctness, Carol. My country needs me.
And so, loyal Americans of every stripe poured into the Best Buys and the Walmarts, where they discovered others who also love America.
Are you here because of the Ogblog Mug?
Yes, sir. That's why I'm buying three toasters when I don't even like toast.
Do you hate toast more than you love America?
No, I do not.
I like the cut of your jib.
I like the sauce of your goose.
I like the trim of your sails.
I like the shape of your ass.
I like the engravings on your anklet.
Got it from masturbating on a commercial airline flight.
Hey, how can you not like toast?
Soon, rumors arise.
I hear people in Berkeley are joining the Ogblog Mog because they hate America.
I hear they're joining it because they hate Christmas.
They hate America.
Christmas!
America!
Christmas!
You're an idiot!
Christmas!
Finally, brave Americans stand and fight.
You're with the Ogblog Mob.
No, you are.
Yeah!
Until one day.
We know you're bored with the Ogblog Mob, but there's a new group, the Marshmen. They've secretly been feeding you dog water.
Carol, come in here and see this.
Ron, the TV's not on. You're off your meds.
And that's our show. It was written and performed by Gil Barron, Joe Davis, Bridget Fitzgerald, Jonathan Grant, Sam Gerwitz, Ben Kirshner, Barry Lank, Heidi Lux, Candice Martellaro, Ebby Parker, Keith Saltajanes, and Kate Signala. Additional voice work by Mike Besaw, Nico Dapron, John Gutierrez, and Amber Petty. Everything is produced by me, Barry Lank, in my kitchen. We record at UBN Radio in Gara Sunset Studios. Our real engineering problems get fixed by the great and powerful Kurt Carlson, who actually did a little voice work in this show. All the sketches are sewn together into a complete episode by Andrew Hammond. My thanks as always to Kevin MacLeod, whose music I am constantly using. He offers music, free and paid, on Incompetech.com. If you've ever played a video game or listened to a podcast, you have heard his work. Our executive producers are Tony Hendra and Jeff Chrysler, as it says all over my high school yearbook. Have a bitchin' summer.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.